Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody back to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. Welcome, you're tuned in, you're locked into where barbershop talk meets radio, the soul in sports. And I'm your host, Mike Knox. I'm going to say this today, y'all. Y'all know this is going to happen today, right? Because I spell my name with three X's because like Roman Reigns, I am hard. Core people, welcome to the show, the pros, icons, Ayatollahs, the rock and rollers, all tune in and listen to the soul in sports. You already know the first, the particulars. Number to call in, people. Let's get it started today early. 347-637-3859. Also follows on social media, wherever social media is sold, which is absolutely free. All right? So no excuses. At 1340 AM Fox Sports and at yours truly. You know my name. I am loud. I speak loud. And fellas, if you're not making it get loud, then frankly, that's your problem. And also the show you're tuned in right now, the Soul, S-O-U-L, capital letter N, sports. And everywhere social media is sold, you can find that. And always, people, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And today, I simply wear it this way. Best and worst of the weekend. And if you cannot tell by the smile upon my face, you're listening, but you can see this smile on my face of last night's WWE SummerSlam, people. Yeah, all you haters, come on. I got something for today. Today, I'm going to take y'all like my man Cameron said and throw you off the roof and see if you can skydive. Because today, I don't have it for none of y'all negativity wrestling fans today. All right? Today, it's positivity. Unless, you know, you call in and you got some hate to spread. And man, it's the barbershop, so you'll get away with it. But I'm going to get you back in the face with it. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, it's a two-team race in the AFC, y'all. Patriots and Steelers. Or is it? Do you think somebody else can get in there? Because to me, it seems like my Philadelphia defending world champion Eagles have the biggest step to try to repeat more than any team I've ever seen in the NFL. Now, maybe I'm a fan, and maybe I'm just being honest. Which one am I? Okay? Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, right now, because I'm going to just stop it right here, press fast forward, and move along. And I'm going to do that only because if you are on YouTube, which you know what? I know you are because your father, your sisters, your brothers all got Facebook. So if they got Facebook, they're on YouTube. Okay? So today, stand on your feet for the sports gamers online. Listen, you heard about the natural breed. Well, now it's time for the natural. My man calling in, holding down Sports Gamers Online's own. The natural, not Butch Reed. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Good to be back for the next 6 months.
I appreciate to have you on, brother. How have it been for such a fellow Leo like yourself? It's Madden season. You hear the beat in the background.
Leo season, Madden seasons, about to be NBA Live seasons. A lot of seasons going on, all overlapping. All great.
Well, I like to call it the sports gamer season, right? Like, if you're a sports gamer, from wrestling games to basketball games, both titles coming back out. Madden, obviously, we're going to dive into real quickly here. And this is the sport. I call this the sports gamer season. Would you? Am I too far off with that? Because, you know, MLB, the show comes out in like January, February.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, big season for us around this time. We've went through EA Play, E3, and seen all the previews, and you know, they've been letting out less and less each year as far as you know, hands-on demos and what we can see. So we kind of really just got to wait to, you know, it gets really close to the game nowadays. So it's definitely a great season. Football, you know, basketball, like you said, baseball, hockey's even coming up.
I didn't mean to leave hockey out. I haven't been a fan of NHL since like 16. I like been highly disappointed in the game.
You know,
so
they got PK on the cover this year.
I'm trying to support Supon, but you know what? I played the beta, and EA knows my opinion about that game. You know what I mean? I have not been happy with hockey in like 2 years in the game, no matter how good it looks. And no matter how many more features they put in the game, it's missing something that it had before. It's too ticky-tack now. Like, if you want to call the NFL, you know, they call it sissified. I didn't say that word. You know, I didn't say that. You didn't hear it from me. So there's the barbershop. I wouldn't call it sissified. That's wrong. But NFL players are saying the NFL has become a sissified league, right? I think when it comes to NHL, EA Sports, NHL, you know, game, I think it's gotten sissified. And I've used that word. So, yeah, here it is, passing around. What's the word of the day? The natural. But look, I know I got you short, my brother. I know you got some things to take care of. So, thank you for coming on. Been trying to get you on for a couple of weeks. We had some birthdays that got in the way, yours and mine. Again, happy birthday. But Madden football is here, man. Now, I want to ask you this question right off the bat. Where would you rate the anticipation for Madden NFL this year coming out Madden 19 as opposed to other years?
I think this is a tough year. I think it depends. I feel like almost the community is divided. I believe that the anticipation for fans of Madden Ultimate Team was high, and they definitely delivered on that. But I would say fans of franchise and some of the other modes kind of feel left behind, and they probably was on the lower end of anticipation. So it's almost like they split the two communities now.
Well, you know what? To me, it's been split for the last few years as I myself am a franchise guy. I'm not a mutt guy. I just can't play the computer. It's just point blank, period. If there's a computer involved and I got to play them, I'm good. I don't want to play them. I just think they cheat or I got to cheat to beat them. That's how I feel when I play the game. But they're going to put their money into those because, hey, money into those because money is being poured into that mode. As far as Muck Ultimate Team. And a lot of people like this game, Mo. So you're saying that in that part, for those who don't know, who are not here, hipped to the sports gamers world right now and more now on the fence of getting Madden football, can you explain what Mutt is to these guys, which is Madden Ultimate Team? Explain to them how that mode is compared to and how you feel about that mode. Because that is probably the most popular mode in Madden football.
It's the most lucrative mode. I don't know about popular as far as, most played. I think that's still franchise. But as far as lucrative and time spent, as far as total amount of time, hours spent in-game, Mutt, definitely. As far as total people, definitely still be franchise. But Madden Ultimate Team is basically Madden crossed with fantasy football, where you get to build your team through a card-based system when you open in digital packs. Some of that can be won playing head-to-head with other Ultimate Team users. Some of that can be played in solos versus the computer. And some of that can be paid for straight out your cash, straight cash, homie, like rent to purchase packs. And you build your team through that, and you improve your overall, which more times than not improves your play on the field as well.
So Madden Ultimate Team franchise took a hit back, but still you're saying one of the most anticipated games this year. The new motion technology in this game, for those who don't know a little bit, I'm not sure if that's part of the Frostbite or is that something completely different, but I know when I'm playing this game to the naked eye, and I've seen this in tons of your videos, you will look at it and think, oh, it's just a little graphical upgrade and it looks like the game's, you know, 2 years in a row now, but actually, it's a completely different football game, at least in my opinion. But it's like the first time, you know, patches needed aside with, you know, some of the obvious patch problems in the game with the cover fours and the cover threes, how they're not, the safeties are not moving right. And that's it for your inner, deeper Madden guys. How about you go to at Sports Gamers Online on your YouTube or at Sports Gamers on Twitter and watch these videos and get this knowledge. But for the regular football fan out there and they're playing this game, is that how that goes for you?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, we really support all the titles and a lot of times, like you were saying, just like Madden, a lot of times it looks, you know, the same, but it definitely feels different with real player motion, which is a new type of animation technology that they have there in the game. And it definitely changes the feel of the game, and I think a lot of the live is going to use it as well. So a lot of the games you might look and see graphically, they're not much different, small improvements, but the control and some of the animations and how the players move is definitely different.
Now, when you're playing the game, and I believe you're a Bucks fan, right?
I'm not really an NFL fan.
I thought you was a Bucks fan. Sure you're a Bucks fan? Okay.
I'm an unfan right at the moment.
Okay. But I do know how much deeply you love the game. Okay, so excited about that. Hey, listen, I know your time is short. I'm going to try to get you back on later at a better time. We could sit down, dive into this game. I want to actually get you on because I want to talk, Matt, and I want to bring it to the program. I want you to get out your YouTube out there, which is growing. Oh, my God, brother, congratulations on how I see your numbers rising. And I'm part of the notification team. Okay, so just for those who don't know, I'm on that. And I watch other videos, but honestly, not just blowing smoke. I go through you every day. I go through you before I look at anything else. I go to Sports Gamers Online. So Sports Gamers Online is on YouTube. Sports Gamer On is the Twitter handle. What's the news on Instagram?
It's hard to update frequently. I try to as much as possible. You know, so many social networks, man. It's hard to keep up with all of that. But we definitely try to update Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube as much as possible. Also, you know, be sure to check out the site at sportsgamersonline.com.
Right now, his numbers are climbing. Guys, go get to him. Natural, we'll talk to you later today, man. Go enjoy your day, my brother. Have a good day.
Okay, have a good one.
Peace. NFL, y'all. It's here. It's damn near fantastic, people. What can I say? Welcome to the program live from the CMB. And we know it's flat ass better have some high seat. What's going on?
What's going on, Mike, man? It's a great day. AP is in the city, man. AP to D.C. That's the word in the streets right now, man.
It's happening right now for real? Did Adam Schefter put it together?
It's out there. AP's to D.C. You hear? You signed. Signed, still to live. AP to D.C.
Wow. Well, I heard it here first. How about that? Okay. I heard it here first. Anthony. It's been a tragic day since I've been home. I won't say tragic, but the wrong word right there. But a lot of things I had to do when I got home was I was not happy. First of all, about having to be at my other gig on a Monday. Okay. So threw off me off is what it did. It threw me all the way off. But man. So now we got AP to DC. Damn, the NFC running backs, man. I tell you. Woo! Some names are in this division, y'all. It's the number one division in football for a reason. But today, we're going to talk about the AFC. Can anybody beat them Patriots? Can anybody beat them Steelers? But last night, man, I'm sorry. This show was initially built because I love professional wrestler, Wally. And I did. And I love, you know that. I love professional wrestling. I said, how come there is not a show like all these national radio shows you hear every day.
Uh-huh.
And I give credit where credit is due. And if I look at the numbers, we were on like about a month, maybe actually about 3 weeks before Busted Open Radio. But of course, Busted Open is on Sirius XM and a little bit more. Well, not a little bit. They're a bigger radio station than we are. Okay, to put it in perspective. But started off as wrestling. So when I have a big show like last night's SummerSlam, football, the NFL media. The media, oh, God, the things I've seen about Dwayne Wade and one Jimmy Butler over the picture of Gabrielle Union. Hilarious, right? But how the media will just take something and taint it, if you will, right? But hold on. I'm trying to figure who this number is. 240, you are on live in the barbershop, Soul and Sports. Before you talk, remember, if you cuss, we will bang on you. Who's this, 240?
I'm surprised you still have to ask, seeing as how I'm sitting in front of Barclays getting ready to go to Monday Night Raw. But it's nephew Corey, of course. Nobody else.
Okay. Corey, mister, I did the whole entire weekend. Okay. How are you, my brother?
Every year. 4th year in a row.
Every year. Listen, dare I say, because I'm on cloud 30. All right, you say cloud 9. Now, I'm on cloud 30 after the SummerSlam. And I did my review, and I gave it like a 4.5 out of 5. But I gave it my favorite Brock Lesnar belt. But you know how sometimes when a show is good, you just needed to like sink in and then start thinking about it being good more and more and more. And the more as the day on today, Corey, I thought SummerSlam was just tremendous. Kicked off. To me, I personally thought NXT TakeOver might have been the second or third best TakeOver I ever saw.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put it this way.
And Wally, hop in when you want to, but this is a wrestling show today for a while, okay? So just hang in there, my brother, and talk where you're at. Go ahead, Corey.
Well, like I said, 4th year in a row, and I will say this. This year's TakeOver and this year's SummerSlam were the best ones out of the 4 years I've done. Quote that. Do whatever.
Out of the TakeOvers.
Out of the 4 years, I mean, the first TakeOver is special that was here.
Right.
That was a special show. But overall, Saturday night's TakeOver and last night's SummerSlam are definitely the best ones they've had in Brooklyn out of the 4 years. I'm very satisfied with last night's SummerSlam. Could not be happy. Not because Brock lost. I like Brock.
Right.
I like Roman.
Right.
But the overall presentation of the show was the best one they've had out of the 4 years.
Yeah. And Corey, here's what gets me, right, and something about what you just touched on as a wrestling fan. That's the wrestling fan I like to connect to. Right, and I got what you were saying, but you didn't quite say it. But I'm a blind tag you on that and saying, people say, well, who you love, who you? I don't really dislike anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I just enjoy the show for what it is. It doesn't move me. If I get mad, I get disappointed, I get hugged. But I don't get like I'm a star. I never the words to my mouth never says this was crap. Or, you know, I won't say that because I've said that. That'd be wrong. But, like, I'm done watching them. You know, stuff like that. Like, to me, I always just shrug my shoulders if I don't really like something. And I move on to the next week because it's a whole different week and something can change in that week. And that's how I watch wrestling.
Yeah, because – and the reason why it's so funny you say that is because everybody was poo-pooing all on, oh, we're getting Brock and Roman again, we're getting Brock and Roman again.
Mm-hmm.
That arguably is maybe top two, if not the top one that they've had. In the sense of the way it was presented, just with the Braun factor of him being out, it didn't have to add to the match or interest it. Because I honestly do believe, had it been Brock and Roman out there by itself, granted, you were definitely invested based on the finish.
Speak on it.
But with Braun already out there, you were really invested because you felt like, especially with the way that match started, I honestly was sitting there, and me and the guy next to me were really like, wait, this match might be over. The way it started, I really, with Braun being out there, I actually thought, okay, we're getting Braun versus Roman as the main event, and Brock's great walk out, gone. But they changed it up.
That's crazy. I thought he would interject into a triple threat, which I think that's probably most people's thought when they saw that. But then even when he said, I'm going to wait here, I thought maybe Brock would win or even Roman would win. It didn't, like, again, I wanted Roman to win. Do not get me wrong. I was going for Roman, but I'm not one of them guys that get mad at Brock. You know what I'm saying? So I thought, well, he would at least beat Roman to finally win. Then they snatch it from him, right, and give it to Braun. I thought that. So I thought, like you just said, adding that extra wrinkle of the unknown in that match added to the match in itself, and it made people not get up and walk. Well, nobody walked in New Orleans anyway, right? They made buffoons of themselves, in my opinion. But no one walked out, okay? And so they didn't do that last night, and I didn't feel that way last night. And then early in the night, you know, I got some poo-poos, and this is where Wally can jump in here. Some very small sounds of them. They're the ones you have to learn how to tune out. They're like, go get a Q-tip. Put a Q-tip in your ear and just get that out of your ear of what they're saying about, oh, that was a terrible finish between AJ and Joe. That was brilliant.
Absolutely
brilliant.
They have to do
something new for WWE because no one's seen this here. We've seen it as wrestling fans for years. How can they do something different? And I thought that was different, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the way it was received. Because the match, of being there live, I'll tell you this. Don't know how it came off the TV.
It did. I actually thought at one point during the match, I wonder if the crowd's – I don't know, because we've seen it so many times, and we know what they cannot do here in WWE as far as their wrestling, what they're allowed, how they're allowed to wrestle. So I feel you. It was a little slow-paced.
But it picked up fast.
Yeah.
It picked up, and people were definitely into it. But the way they wrote it, in which you got to understand – you got to open that, I guess, third wrestling eye and really understand – from a business and writing standpoint, that they were writing this finish for it to continue. For the people that were pretty much like, oh, what a crap ending. You got to look at it as this is going to continue. Same thing with Daniel Bryan and Miz. This is going to continue. So for them to be able to have these endings like this, and people are thinking, oh crap, these are such terrible endings. You got to understand that they're booking for the next show. So if it's a blow-off, you're going to know. You're going to know if it's a blow-off. Go ahead, Mike.
No. As I'm searching the web, I just seen this dude that my wife likes, Kevin, on stage, and this lady was in church, and she ran right into the pulpit and hit her head. I just couldn't stop laughing on air. But when I'm looking at SummerSlam and how you touched on them going next, you know, Here's where I want to dig at the wrestling fan that don't like my WWE. I'm doing it today, Corey, right? Because they were so good.
Okay.
So I gotta throw it back at them, right? You always say, well, WrestleMania is supposed to end it. And SummerSlam is – guess what SummerSlam did last night? It continued every goddarn story on the goddarn show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every story continues.
Yeah.
So,
pretty much. Yeah, it was done well, I thought.
Match of the night for you, Corey, before I give you my thoughts and my opinions of match of the night.
Match of the night is probably – match of the night is Dolph and Seth. I mean, it is no other –
That was so epic. That was so epic. It really was, though. But I'm a Dolph Mark, so I thought maybe it was just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that was match of the night. That, in my opinion, that's match of the night.
See, I went there first, but because of the ending of Daniel Bryan and Miz, I had to give them
nod. Yeah. Okay.
So
Dean
went second because of that finish. You know, like Miz cheated again. You know what I'm saying? And like I just loved every 10 years. When you look at them, how they put this package together. This is why when he came back, this is to me what we was waiting for right here.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be a one match off. It can't be a two match off. Daniel can win on Raw. It won't even matter, you know, or on SmackDown. It won't even matter. It doesn't matter. He didn't win at the big one. Right. So you got to have this keep going. My man Vaughn chimes in. He says, Seth and Dolph was my favorite, especially soft dressed as Thanos. Rest in peace to Dolph Ziggler. He's been snapped apart. Listen, I don't know what you're going to call it, a reverse Falcon arrow or not, but hey, I'm going to say it again because every time he has a great performance, I got to come back at y'all. So, I'm calling you, and even you out, Mr. I Got Star Ratings. Seth Rollins over Omega. I'm going to continue to say it. I have nothing against Kenny Omega. He is just not better than some of the guys you see all the time. You just don't respect them because he can run free. He's like a freestyle rapper. He can say all the things right in the world when he's freestyling. But when he gets in the booth in the studio, can he perform? Because most of them can't. Okay? They can't perform under pressure of the beats in the studio. But you can rap in the... Ask my man. What's my man? So I can sell salt to a slug. Cassidy. Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. Okay.
So WWE last night to me. Rhonda, and we haven't spoke on this in any of this. First of all, let's give out much love, much respect, much praises for Natalya showing up and dealing with that just a few days after her father. Okay.
Right.
That's something I want to, I thought that was the business that she was raised in and knew the show had to still go on. Cause that's how we know that family is through everything. So shout out
well
to Natalya for that.
Very well
you
received
were there
live too. Yeah. Very well received.
So then you have Ronda Rousey. Yeah, you have Ronda Rousey, which we knew this was going to probably happen. Are you mad it was that was a squash match? I look at Ronda and I go, until she takes on somebody like Asuka, Charlotte, or Nia, she's going to squash these chicks. Because it's the only way to be believable.
You know what? Honestly, it's proper booking at this point, in my opinion. She's really that good.
She really is that good. When she sat down in the ring, first of all, she said, I turn my back to you. Come on. Is that what you want? Hey, I sit down. Is that what you want? Matter of fact, I'm going to sit down and close my eyes. When you still get in the ring and fight me? I said, Ronda, that's gold. I said,
I did too.
When she does certain things I don't like, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like the facial expressions, right? But that can be taught, right? And that's just maybe me having a pet peeve. All right, and I was happy that she finally came out with a new ring attire. Okay, for the first time ever in women, I never judge women whatsoever, not in this manner. I said, wow, she might be the first flat-chested woman in WWE history to win a championship. I've never seen it before. But her performance aside, I mean, this is the only thing about SummerSlam I didn't like. Let's go there. It was two things, and then I'll move on. Two things about SummerSlam I didn't like. I hated the bludgeon finish, and not because the bludgeon won or knew they didn't win. It was because you build the bludgeon all this time to be like, they don't have to cheat. If anything, get them disqualified for still whooping their butts, but not picking up the Thor hammer, as my kids call it. No, okay, the Belgian waffles, my kids refer to, the mallet. Okay, I didn't like that because it just didn't fit their character, right? And then I didn't like Charlotte crying after Becky's heel turn. Or whatever you want. I don't call it heel turn.
She lost her best friend. She lost her best friend, man.
But they've only been built for best friends recently and very quickly, as opposed to the history of. Why I put Charlotte Flair number one of all time in women is not because I think she's better than all of them in the ring. The promo she cut on her own father.
I was there for that. That was in Baltimore.
That was the greatest female promo ever.
Yo, that was great.
That
was
that
great
moment,
too.
That moment, Corey, I said she's the best female wrestler of all time. I just didn't like that for her to cry. Be mad. Be sad. But she thought of something and cried. You know? And the turn was almost, dare I say, a little bit of Jericho Shawn Michaels when Jericho hugged him at the end?
Yeah.
I felt that way a little bit. Let me get Wally in. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how do you forget the biggest crime of all? It was the squash of Kevin Owens. That's the biggest crime of SummerSlam the whole night.
You know why I didn't get mad about that? I didn't get mad. Because you were there. I was not. We have the same likings for shirts a little bit, right? Soon as I saw KO in the bank, I want that shirt, yo. I'm a Kevin Owens mark, man. He does it for the bellies out here, okay? I love Kevin Owens, man. And I just, when it was over, I looked at all the times he's gotten his, hind parts handed to him recently, right? And I said, yo, he really pissed them off. I don't do that where I say, oh, they got somebody mad. Last night I finally said, I saw all the writing on the wall and said, yo, this dude's really not a hot water. I don't know what he did, why B doesn't like him.
I think he's hurt. I think he's hurt. I don't think he's hurt. He's in hot water at all. I think he's hurt. There's no way you're squashing him like that unless there's something. I mean, obviously, unless he was in trouble, which I don't think he's in trouble. So he's either
like
hurt
the first time I ever thought about it. Well, I hope you're right. I need that KO. Did they sell that shirt? Did they sell that shirt there? Did
no,
you see
that
shirt?
That's his shirt that he would wear to the ring. They weren't selling out. They didn't. No.
I'm gonna have to go copy off your uncle and get the shirt made.
But no, Mike, listen. I'm ready to walk in the building. They opened the
door.
Yes, you're
going to Raw.
Y'all have a good show.
On the Raw.
Yes. I'm here for the Raw and SmackDown tomorrow night. So.
All right, brother. Enjoy. I live my eyes
Thank
through
you.
Yours right now. Peace out, brother. Enjoy yourself. Wally, we talking wrestling heavy, my brother. Wally, wow. I know you watch SummerSlam. Your thoughts, because maybe it's just me. I'm the super-duper fan.
No, I told you with the matches I caught. And, I really loved the AJ Styles Samoa Joe fight. I thought it was amazing, actually, to be honest with you. I like the story. I like that.
You're
like
a Joe
Mark. Joe. Oh, I'm a Joe and AJ. I love both of them. I want Joe to get what he deserves in terms of getting an opportunity to, you know, be a world championship, world title contender. I don't like, you know, I think he's that talented as a wrestler. And in terms of his mic skills, it's crazy. His mic skills is amazing. You feel the intensity. When we look at that match and the storyline, how it continues, and I think y'all talked about it too, I just like how it continues the storyline. It's not just, you know, the ending. Forget the ending. It's what it played on. You know what I mean? Like at first when on SmackDown, when you saw the whole, you know, AJ away from his family thing, I thought it was a little cheesy initially. Mm-hmm. But just how that match unfolded. And then at the end of the match, how Joe made that remark, and AJ kind of was just like, just had enough of it.
You going to call me daddy now.
Yeah, and then you had, you know what I mean? It's like, to be real with you, it's like some street type stuff. It was some real type, real street type stuff. And then he had the whole, and you know you over when you had the whole audience chanting, who's your daddy? You know what I mean? Like in a main, in a world title fight. That was gold. Like you... Like there's certain things you can capture in a moment, but that was gold. And then AJ played on it great in terms of how he wailed on Samoa Joe with the chair shot.
Yeah,
it was well done. It was really well done. It was well done. So that it gives you like back in the day when you were younger and you watched wrestling and how feuds kind of went on for a long period of time. Like this puts you in that mindset, like where wrestling used to be at in terms of how a rivalry really was like not just a pay-per-view or two or a couple weeks on Raw or SmackDown.
Right.
Now it's
right.
like this is an opportunity to have not just one pay-per-view down the road, maybe two more, you know, two more down the road because it seemed that intense. And if you've seen AJ and Samoa Joe and TNA, I think WWE did a way better job in terms of how they feel, how this rivalry could go. Like, it can be real intense. You know
wow,
I mean?
That's
like,
big. That's big from you. And you're not a WWE guy. You just like a product. You just like what you see. And you've seen them in TNA because you were a big fan of both of them.
Yeah.
Did you just say?
I've seen both of them.
We never seen nothing like this from these two, right? That was different.
Yeah, it was different. I mean, usually their feud was more wrestling-based. You know what I mean? Like, it was wrestling-based. This is emotional. This is totally different. Like, they brought emotion into it. And kudos to those two. For actually working on it to a point to have the whole audience capture it, and it also like you know, and in terms of putting the product on in the ring, like if the product matched the emotion, put it that way, the product in the ring matched the emotion. You don't get that all the time. To me, if you're looking at like again, if you watch wrestling back in the day, and I'm talking about like even like in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, this is a point now where like this type of rivalry can kind of extend. And something that you can kind of relate to, you want to see, like, okay, how is this going to build? Even every week on SmackDown, you're going to try to see how big this can build up to, you know what I mean, or what this can build up to. So, yeah, I think that match is great. Obviously, when I saw the Seth Rollins, Ziggler fight, I thought that was amazing. Like, the moves that were done, like, I thought that match was amazing. Like,
Dolph
Seth Rollins.
Ziggler is
now,
finally getting y'all respect.
Dolph
Ziggler is finally getting y'all respect.
I'm not going to talk about Dolph Ziggler. I mean, I'm not. He's not a dude. Like, I'm getting. I have more respect. I mean, Dolph Ziggler. I always thought Dolph was a great athlete and performer. I don't take anything away from Dolph. But Seth Rollins to me is on a different level right now. I just feel like he's in a different level.
It's Seth Rollins. Dare I ask this question? King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter, brother, do it for me, including the Thanos snap kick. I love that, by the way, okay? Put this in there if you can, all right? Or tweet that out as well. Who is the best in the world? Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Cody Rhodes, or the Rainmaker himself, okay? And that other guy from Canada, you know his name. All right, that everybody loves. You know what? I'm not going to say his name. Kenny Omega. There it is. You got it out of me. But real fast. 484, who's this?
Come on, man. Don't disrespect me like that. You know
what
this is.
You know what? Maybe if you would answer a text, answer
I don't do that. An inbox, answer a phone call. I don't do those
things. Listen, y'all. This brother then got married and just said, I don't answer nobody but her now. Newlywed, I tell you, y'all some dirty people. What's going on, Super Bowl winning fan? How are you?
Hey, man, crazy day, brother. Crazy day, man. I'm about to be coming out of pocket for a lot of different things, man. Being a homeowner is crazy, man. I'm not in a good mood. Not in a good mood at all.
Congratulations.
So if anybody wants to donate to me, you can cash at me. I'm just saying.
Cash at me. He said, here go my number. Cash that joint to me right
Nigerian.
Now. 347-637-3859. No power this week, guys. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. I woke up. My wife was ready to hit the tweet machine. They say this is the big rich town. So we tweet every morning on Sundays. And there was no episode, man. I was a little disappointed. A little bit. Got stuck with just
I wasn't too happy about that either. I didn't even know, but you know, the wife told me. So I was like, midnight hit. I was like, "Ain't we supposed to be watching Power right now?" She says, "No episode."
Well, Tommy,
yeah, another thing to my bad mood. Thanks a lot.
That would probably be an early on for me worst of the weekend. There was no power on last night. Well, not that he's watching at nighttime. I'm watching at daytime, but who watches Power at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday? You need a life. That thing dropped at 12 midnight. You better wake up.
I'm at work at that time, so
better,
I'm getting ready for ballers
and
secure.
You better wake up and pay attention. You better do Power drops at midnight. But, guys, listen, the NFL right now, guys, and I'm sitting here as I ponder what I want to talk about today with you guys, with you intelligent brothers. The Eagles have to go through the Vikings. The Vikings have to go through the Rams. The Rams got to go through Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers got to go through the Dirty Bird. Like, it's so many intertwining teams in the NFC. You really can't pick a decisive, like, pre-season starting team that you can really go for. You can look at paper, and paper will still tell me, conventionally wisdom tells me anyway, the Philadelphia Eagles. But when I look at the other side, and I look at the AFC, and I've said this for years about, as he was here, Michael was here, we say Tom Horatio Brady, okay, and Peyton Manning's career. I've always said I thought for two of the best quarterbacks of all time, they played in two of the weakest divisions in NFL history. Look at the stats. I'm not lying to you guys. The divisions they've played in have been the easiest amongst any quarterback in their time in the NFL and even dating back to legends. Google it if you don't believe me, okay? But here we go again now with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, what they're bringing back to the table. This is his last year. Tom Brady trying to prove that I may drop a ball, but I can still raise a trophy at the end of the year. Is there any teams in the AFC, Wally, that can compete with the Patriots or the Steelers? Or is this a foregone conclusion? Like, do you really believe the Jags? Like, did you look at the Jags' schedule?
Yeah.
Last year, the team lost to? The teams, they
yeah,
all,
think,
like, they all
the
hyped
AFC.
Jags up a lot, man. I went and looked at some of those games, like, dang. I know we like that defense, but, like, are they really contenders, though, Wally?
Yeah, Jags are. I mean, you got that type of defense where you don't have the blitz, and you got a good secondary, and you don't have the blitz to put pressure on a quarterback. Yeah, they're contenders. I always feel like you bring a defense to the table with a good running game, you're fine. You'll compete with anybody. So the Jaguars are definitely a contender. Just they're up there with the Steelers. I mean, you saw what they did to the Steelers last year on two different occasions. Not just one, but they beat them handily in the regular season. They beat them in the postseason in Pittsburgh twice. So when I look at the Jaguars, I think they're up there with anybody. I mean, I think people want to, you know, Blake Bortles is the guy that everybody wants to crap on in terms of holding them back. But at the end of the day, they still can compete with anybody. I think I watched the preseason. I was impressed by a couple of AFC teams. San Diego looks strong. They really do. They look really strong.
I thought they had last year to win the division before injuries and midfield.
Yeah, they had the opportunity. They started slow. Exactly. They started slow. But they look really strong. You watch them, their team, how they can do snap, how they're put together now. And even they're going to have the kid Williams from Clemson. He'll be on the team. So they look dangerous. They got a lot of weapons. Obviously, you know, everybody knows about Joey Bosa and Ingram. So they got a great pass rush. They got the kid from Florida State.
Some would say Casey Hayward's the best corner in football.
Yeah, some say Hayward's the best corner. So they got the tools to compete with anybody in the AFC. And truth be told, I'm going to tell you a sleeper, though this is probably going to be his last year as a coach. Cincinnati Bengals going to compete with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I like their roster, too. I like their mob. I like their mob a lot, actually.
Jay Chris, he said a lot there. You going to let him walk? Matter of fact, you ain't been here. Matter of fact, the other day, you wasn't here. He was using your alcohol, dog. He went over to your booth and used your alcohol. You heard what he just said? Is anybody competing with them brothers in the AFC?
I don't know why.
I guess.
I'm sorry. I double tapped my mute button. I'm sorry. I'm sitting there talking and everything.
He just dropped that beautiful 60-yard pass, Wally.
Yeah, I definitely did. I was talking and everything too, and I got to try to remember what I said because it was the most intelligent stuff I ever said in my entire life. But I agree with a lot of what Wally said. I think Jacksonville, I think they're real contenders. You know, San Diego, I'm gonna tell you like this. Y'all know I'm on record. To me, Phillip Rivers is the best overrated player in the league. Maybe ever. All right, maybe ever. I'm gonna say it. You know,
over
every
Eli,
time I've had
over Eli, every, you tripping?
Every, no,
you
I ain't
tripping.
Because Eli got two rings.
Yeah.
How close? When's the last time Phillip Rivers got close?
Okay. I can't argue that.
So you know, I mean, it just is what I mean. What else can you talk? We talking sports. I can't talk of personality. I don't know the man. I'm just saying.
True.
You know,
true.
I mean, he got puts numbers out there. They just don't win. And when you don't win, who gets to blame the quarterback, right? So I got to blame the quarterback. But that being said, you know, San Diego has talent. A lot of people are really high on the Browns. I don't know if it's because they got a TV show right now or what. A lot of people are high on the Browns because they have a lot of talent.
On the Browns, I'm high on the Browns. High for me on the Browns is six. If anybody's speaking
man,
super
got
and
like
Browns,
eight.
They're
no,
tripping.
If people are thinking they're going to contend.
If they won three games, listen. I think that they're really good on paper. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's because I've seen Baker Mayfield. And here's my thing. I know that everything's out there for Tyrod. Or how you pronounce his name now? Tyrod, right?
He changed his pronunciation?
He did.
Tyrod.
Tyrod.
And here it is on this Fox Sports 1340 AM Hopewell, Virginia radio station. I go over all black quarterbacks. I think Baker should be starting for this team, and here is why. Okay? If you have this talent on this team that it looks like they have, Carlos Hyde's a beast. They drafted Chubbs in the second round. You're going to get Gordon back if he can stay off the weed, as Stephen A. Smith would say, like, I don't knock people that smoke weed, but when you're going to lose millions and millions and millions of dollars for weed, I got to think you're a dumb brother. So maybe, you know what I'm saying, he's doing some stuff that's not weed, and he can live in life and play the great football that he can actually play in Josh Gordon. They get Landry. The defense has been drafting for years and getting – we know the players they have there, but they had no offense to do it. Tanner's not too far of the question, but can Pete? Hell no. If they make it to the playoffs because some fluke chance that the Central or the South – I'm sorry, the North, I apologize, AFC North, happens to be, you know, the Bengals aren't good because they're still the Bungles. I'm sorry. I would think the Browns above the Bungles, to be honest, in this division. And I think it's Pittsburgh and whoever don't get hurt or lose the most between the other three. I really truly believe. So I think the Browns can be number two in that division, but and maybe get a wild card. That's it. They're not going to beat nobody.
They're not going to be better than the Ravens. They can't be better than the Ravens. The Browns be better than the Ravens.
I just said the Browns will be better than the Ravens.
I don't believe much in the Ravens right now either.
I think the Ravens did. They served themselves. I mean, I'm not even the biggest Ravens fan. In terms of what they do, but I think in terms of what they brought into the table, what they usually bring in to win football games, they got what they wanted. If you look at the Ravens last year, they was missing a. This is the thing. It's like if you look at last year, they didn't have a wide receiver that they typically have that has that toughness. Usually when they're productive or a good team, they usually have a wide receiver that kind of embodies what they're all about. They didn't have one last year. They have one more more of that this year.
Right.
Michael Crabtree is more their guy now this year. So they have that guy. They didn't have that last year. You know, I don't think Flacco was a great quarterback, but at the end of the day, for them to win, they have a particular style of winning. Now they got the running game with Collins last year. Collins showed out last year. He'll be the running back and the bell cow for this year's team. Then you have Crabtree. Defensively, the Ravens are always going to be a strong defensive team because they have, like, playmakers on defense. So when you look at the Ravens, they're competitive. They're going to always compete.
It's going to be great to see them compete against the Browns and relive that real rivalry, you know, another rivalry in that right there between those two cities. But I believe in the Cleveland Browns. I watched the roster and I've watched that team for years and years and years and guilty pleasure, you put on the list, like secret teams I like to love from afar, the Cleveland Browns. But Bernie Kosar, from a child, I don't know why. And I like nothing about Cleveland. I still think no one should ever go to Cleveland. If you're on vacation and you go to Cleveland, you have no life. Point blank and simple. I don't care. If you're just
having like
a reason for
they have Michael Jackson playing,
you have no life. There's too much in America, let alone the world, to go to Cleveland on vacation.
I
haven't liked the Browns since Michael Jackson played for them.
Me too. I wish you on that one.
Yeah, Michael Jackson threw me all the way off. Like I said, when he does go by, that is his real name, right?
He was all right too.
I'm just saying, like, quietly, I've liked the Browns. So, no one believes in Tennessee. Do we?
No,
Mariota got it. Mariota was hurt the year before. He came back. He had to get, he was still hurt.
I wasn't finished. We just kind of went off on a tangent. I wasn't finished.
Wally did that, and I copied. So, man, take the throne back then. That's what happens. Get your alcohol back then. Ain't nobody drink your apple juice.
So I was agreeing with what Wally was saying. I just happened to say the Browns. We went off on the Browns. But, Kansas City's all going to depend on the quarterback play. If that quarterback is the real deal, I think Kansas City is definitely a competitor. But we know what happens with Andy Reid in the playoffs. We already know about that. and there was another team, and I got so thrown off. The Houston Texans. I mean, if Deshaun Watson is ready, if Deshaun Watson is ready, man, it might be a.
So you think
Deshaun Watson is ready, I think they can compete. I definitely think they can contend.
Oh, yeah.
I think they can be a better team than Pittsburgh.
So you think? You guys are telling me right now to my ears, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm picturing your faces, okay?
Yeah.
That the AFC is deeper than people giving it credit. Oh my God. Really?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Actually, you're a really good team. You're gonna have.
Okay.
Let's not forget. Last year we didn't think
that
the Eagles had deep as it is.
Good. JJ Watt has been injury prone for the last two seasons.
Yeah, he'll be back though. I'm just saying, you get a healthy JJ Watt with Clowney.
I hope he is.
I like Houston.
I got a little quiet spot for them too, but I love Deshaun Watson. But
and the wide receivers too, they got.
I love Hopkins. You love a little boy from Notre Dame, from West Philly.
Yeah. Watch right. Sorry, Watch. I shut you down. Go ahead, Watch. Go ahead, team.
Like,
again watching.
Nah, I think that's about it for me. I think it's about it for me. That's enough. Said enough.
I got hyped with Watt. Watt had like the Houston thing got me hyped. I was like, yeah, Watt, you're right. Houston is a real squad. That's a real squad. He got me hyped. I'm sorry. He got me hyped. He did. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all right. Man, ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
And it's like that. And that's the way it is. 347-637-3859. Did that poll go up about best in the world? I need to know that. I need to know if that post went up. I need to know. Best wrestler in the world. I just need to know what you guys think. Whew. Look at that. Wally getting wrestling quotes in there. That's crazy. Watch. Did you see SummerSlam last night?
No, I did not, but I did see the Ronda Rousey match.
You did see the Ronda Rousey. Am I wrong when I said she's probably the first ever flat-chested WWE Women's Champion of all time? No, let's be honest, guys. You saw the match. Let's be real.
I mean,
real.
Charlotte is Charlotte.
When you see
Charlotte
her, did you not say, good Lord, that girl has all chest and shoulders?
I didn't.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I guess I
did.
I'm giving her more credit than anybody.
When you have a woman that's built the way she is, I mean, you're not going to see it. A lot of times you're not going to see that. So it didn't really stand out to me. Like a lot of times they look a lot, I'm trying not to be offended, they look a lot flatter than what they actually are, especially when they have on like a sports bra for their apparel.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
Plus, you already know, you already kind of knew what she was working with, you know, coming into it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like there was any surprise, and I didn't expect to see anything different.
Right.
Probably
would have
been more surprised if she came in and looked different.
I didn't mean to jump back into wrestling. Okay, so let me get back into the NFL right now and to the AFC discussion here. Watch, I do, and I am intrigued by what you're saying, and I get excited when you say these other names as well. And when I come up with things for us to debate and talk about, not even debate, more have conversation about, and I see this, I go, the media will lead you to believe there's only the Patriots and the Steelers, right? The media, the national media, and, you know, that's why I believe we got into radio in the way that we did, you know. They have you believe that a simple Instagram picture, okay, by one Gabrielle Union could just start a whole fight between former teammates and Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade. The media will have you hate LeBron James if you're a Kobe Bryant fan and disface his murals. That's the media, right? And to me, it's the media. It's all the media. Social media. But mostly the national media and the way they paint the narrative all the time. They paint it to me, when I look at it, it's going to be New England and the Patriots. I mean, I just said that, New England and the Patriots, right? New England and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think Pittsburgh can beat New England. So, you know, I just – the way it is to me. Do you think the way that the national media paints the narrative, Watts, that they – are they fair? Do the media go too far with when they do this? That's the question. Do they go too far?
When you're talking about them controlling the narrative of who we think will be the best football teams?
That's everything.
From that standpoint, or are you talking about from everything that you just mentioned?
From everything I just mentioned and more and more and more.
Yeah. They take it too far because, you know, it's all about that dollars. If it doesn't make dollars, it don't make sense. So they and what do people like? What do people tend to like more than anything else? It's controversy, juicy controversy. So if anything is controversial, the Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade situation, oh, what's going to happen? Are they going to fight? Let's see what these two young black guys will do. What these two young black millionaires will do. You know what I mean? they didn't focus on the fact that Tom Brady wasn't coming to the OTAs and stuff like that. They didn't focus on that at all. But they talk about Le'Veon Bell's contract situation. So, you know, there's a lot of different narratives that are controlled by the media, and do they take it too far? Absolutely. But they do it because it's all a business, and they're trying to make money.
No, I'm not asking that question.
Never mind. I'm not going to go that far. Go ahead.
No, I know, but I know that I put that into such a big, broad, you know, spectrum of how they go. You can. This morning when I posted that, Micah was like, "Which way?" You know what I mean? And I say it because it's like every time I turn around, and this is how I'm trying to put this conversation. That's every time I look, every time I turn on my television, every time I turn on my cell phone, I get a notification, I see something wherever I see it at. And I'm not talking about, as we say in the wrestling world, the dirt sheets, because there's plenty of sports dirt sheets, right? There's stuff that's not real. They would just write what they want, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm a bit Black Sports Online. Hey, much respect to the guy, you know what I mean? And what Robert Liddell and all those guys do and girls do over there, you know what I mean? Some of them we know personally, you know, but how even them sometimes paint a narrative like in their way of what they want the media to be like and say. And to me, that brings me to this point is it's all a game, right? Because you said it's about the dollar, right? So everybody's trying to get to that thing, but isn't true journalism supposed to be just honest? This is why, like, reasons like Terrell Owens didn't go to the Hall of Fame ceremony. Whether you agree or disagree, this is his, one of his reasons behind it, right? They will have you say that Michael Jordan doesn't give to charities, but charity we know is supposed to be a selfless act and no one's supposed to see it, and they put LeBron can't beat Michael to a lot of people's minds on the court, so they say, well, look what he does, charity. It's always they're having you pull back and forth. Where does the buck stop, Wally?
I don't – see, to me, that media does that control things in all aspects, to be honest with you. It's not just sports. It's just how it is. It's just how it's always been in society. I feel like we're talking about, like, the whole – like, I'm with Watt. It's all about drama-based. So, or controversy, like when we're talking about thing that happened with Butler and Wade, I thought it was a joke. Was that a joke? Was that serious? Was Wade serious?
Here's the thing. So, was it when I first saw the so-called beef, right? When I first came up, when I thought about talking about this, and I was like, all it showed was Jimmy Butler say "damn" on her Instagram,
yeah.
Right? But then he responded back and said "mine." And I thought that was it. And then, like, 7 hours later, I hear, but not from SI where I read it from originally, that Dwayne Wade went to Jimmy Butler's Instagram and said something. But I still have.
He sure did.
Okay.
He did that. I saw both of them. He did go to the Instagram and said, he said something else other than mine. He said a couple things. But I wasn't sure if he was still joking around, you know, because it's hard to read certain things on social media. Like, you don't know the nature
of
the friendship. Like, you don't know.
Right.
You don't
exactly.
know them. So, like,
right.
But you know what I mean? Like, because all you think of them in Chicago, like, they were like butt buddies in Chicago. Like, in Chicago, it was like, oh, we don't like Rondo. We're on the same thing.
Right,
we're
right.
cool.
That's,
we don't like Rondo.
That's what we heard,
you know
right?
Mean?
It was Rondo. Right.
Yeah. So, it's like, I'm trying to, like, that situation, I'm trying to get the narrative, like, is it real beef or were they joking around? Because I want Dwayne Wade, for me, I need Dwayne Wade to come out and say something. Like,
it could have been,
you know,
a thing,
man.
Like, when Dwayne Wade was saying mine, it could have been a thing, like, when they were in the locker room, they had an inside team. Like, you know, back in the day, that's my car. That's my car.
Right.
Maybe they did something like that in the locker room. We wouldn't know anything like that.
I thought,
you know,
he
what
didn't
mean?
Say something
but
like,
say
yo, I heard smell like Honey Nut Cheerios. You know, that would have been like, whoa.
But Wade did say something to let you know that he was like, hey, you don't need to be checking my youngin' out. But I don't know if he was joking, though. Like, you could still be joking and say that. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't mean that it's serious. It's not. It doesn't mean, like, because to me, that was a thirst trap. Like, her posting that picture was a thirst trap anyway. So that's a whole different situation. Like, you thirst trapping. Like, that. You knew what you was doing. You knew the responses you were going to get. But, like, I know, like,
You're blaming Gabrielle Union for
doing.
The picture.
I'm real talk.
You're blaming,
like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Nipples were out. Like, nipples were out. Like,
who posted the picture? Who posted it?
She posted the picture.
Was it her Instagram?
It was her Instagram.
Well, her nipples out.
That's what Jimmy Butler put. Damn.
You can't blame anybody else for the picture.
To put, like, the Ron Simmons put a whole bunch of dots.
Damn. I'm just saying, like, bruh.
That's really
like,
what he said.
Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a buck. Like, you know when he's younger, he's thirst trapping. Let's keep it 100. She was thirst trapping. So I'm like, I don't know if Butler, like, I don't know if the way it was serious. Because his girl was thirst trapping. It wasn't like she was out there fully, like, looking sexy, not showing nothing, you know, just naturally looking sexy. She had, like, her nipples out on her low
because
her shirt
hold
was
up,
red.
Hold up, Wally. I got to speak for
I'm
women, although I just spoke for
I'm
gender
saying,
women.
I'm
just saying. Ronda Rousey thing, right? How was that
you
first?
Know look, hey.
Does he
you
not post provocative
like, you know
pictures? Probably, like,
her,
that's not like.
Were her
so what's
out?
It? It's just
like,
nipples.
Said,
I'm sorry.
It.
Are we not grown people? It's just
no,
nipples.
No, bro.
Gonna,
that's thirst trapping. That's thirst trapping. Every which way.
Okay.
That's
wow.
Thirst trapping. Every
out.
Which way.
Move on.
He's thirst
like,
trapping. That's thirst trapping. That's thirst trapping. Don't trap. Be nice about that's thirst trapping. Like, you can look.
That is the African prince right there, y'all. Okay.
That's thirst trapping. I thought I found it out.
That is thirst trapping. I mean, come on now. That's definitely thirst trapping. I don't care who.
Like,
I don't care if it was, you know, some chick up the street or if it was,
exactly,
you know, Beyonce. It's thirst trapping. It's absolutely
why is it thirst trapping, fellas? I'm sorry, baby. Like, enlighten me. I'm asking
like
you as a man. Enlighten me. I don't see
look,
that it's coming so much. Right,
right, let's,
don't get me wrong.
Okay, you can either see the thirst trapping or you can see it as
fart. I would not have done that. I would not have allowed my wife to do that. That was too much. Hell, sometimes I get mad when I see the bikini line, damn it.
Okay?
Okay,
so why? But why, Mike?
Hold on. We don't have a relationship.
Okay, but tell me why.
I don't know if you want to. It's not nothing new.
No, that
just,
isn't thirst trapping ain't new.
Ain't new. It's not nothing new. Like I'm not knocking. Look, I'm not saying. I'm just saying what you expect. I'm talking D. I'm just saying D money, D way. What you expect, bro? Your girl out there with her titties out. Like, sorry, I can say titties on what's that? She's out there with her nipples
wow.
out. What
wow.
you expect? I'm just saying. That's on you, bro. That's
and I'm not.
Like,
and, I'm, and we're not saying there's something wrong with thirst trapping. We're just saying
yeah,
you know, that's what it was.
I love IG. I love IG.
IG
the play.
Here's the difference. We're not saying thirst hopping is bad or nothing. The word
well,
thirst hopping.
Ain't nothing wrong with thirst trapping.
Bad.
I mean, nothing wrong.
It's next to hoeing. Thirst trapping.
No, nothing wrong with thirst trapping, man. Don't let society, that's that media stuff. Don't let media society mess you up.
I'm okay with thirst trapping. You said that's the media. Go ahead. Now you can talk. Go ahead.
If you're with someone, they're okay with you posting that type stuff. Then okay, fine, but that doesn't mean it's not a thirst trap. It's still a thirst trap.
Yeah.
Y'all have not been able to answer the question. Two men who are telling this thing, I said, enlighten me. How does that determine the word thirst trap? Because she posted a picture and coming out the water, and her nipples happen to be hard.
This is the only way I can probably answer that.
Okay.
How
I'm
often
listening.
Do you see pictures with her? I'm just talking about her.
Just to be a,
hold on. I'm just talking about her. I'm not talking about anyone else. How often do you see pictures of her where her nipples out?
Oh, drop the mic.
Okay, listen. First of all, this may shock the system. Bang, bang, I don't go. Okay, I've never been in a Gabrielle Union like that, so I wouldn't know that answer. But I have seen her nudes. Okay, if that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not offended,
follow,
so I can't answer how many times. I'm quite sure, as her being
question.
An actress and been in business as long as she has been an actress, I'm quite sure I've seen probably her nipples hard at least 15 times.
Follow up question:
easy.
How many times have you seen them? How many times have you seen them on Instagram?
Probably never. Probably never. There so because go. She posted it on her Instagram of a picture the world can just Google, makes her a thirst trap. I got it. I don't like. That's what you say a thirst trap is.
That picture was one of two things. Picture was either a thirst trap or it was art. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
If that's thirst trapping, then what Lala is doing on Instagram and stuff may really be like this. If I could play the Cameron.
Thirst trap.
See a thirst trap too.
I'm so glad I don't have a thirst trapper. How about that?
Man, I love it. You know what? And I don't want everybody who listens to this show to know that I love IG and the thirst traps. You all have made me so happy. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, I'm a big thirst taste.
So I got so many. I'm a thirst trap. Like, what? Huh? I get you a bunch of thirst traps. Like, I have so many, like, thirst traps. I follow so many thirst traps. I want to say to you, IG models, thirst trappers, I love you all. Like, real talk. This is not even – I don't want you to think I'm belittling y'all, because I love you. I love you with a passion. For you, y'all make my timeline amazing. Not just good, freaking amazing. Thank you.
But give me your Instagram, Wally. You love so much.
Cool, my,
I don't follow Wally.
Cool, my
Instagram.
My Instagram? My Instagram? Yes. My Instagram? Oh, Wally Yo 32, baby.
Yo 32, baby. Oh, is baby in your name? Like, you don't know.
Baby in the name. You know what I'm saying? Wally Yo 32.
Wife, the first lady of hardcore. Okay, because, fellas, if she said it's not a thirst trap if you're not thirsty.
I'm always thirsty. Real talk.
Come on, you. Come on, Gabriel Union. I know you're always thirsty.
What?
This is a great damn show today, y'all. 347.
Mrs. Knox, I got to disagree with you on that one, Mrs. Knox. your level of thirst does not a thirst trap me.
Hold on, hold that thought. Fox Sports Radio, 1340am.com. You can listen to the show. Also, follow on the podcast where anywhere podcasts are sold, which is always absolutely free. That means if whatever that podcast is, if you're on Android, Google Play, whatever it is you're using to, Spotify, you got it, we got it, okay? So just find us out on iTunes as well. Just hashtag or look Google. I always say, David Otunga said, Google me, Solon Sports, BBSR Networks, new Twitch show, Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, One Family, One Sound. Not really. I just wanted to say that. That's pretty cool. I was going with the flow. All right? Blame it on that Nori album. Okay? It's that new Nori album. I don't know why I like that. I've never liked the Nori album. Manuel Noriega in the Philippines. I've never liked an entire album. I probably like this entire new Nori album. Well, that one's just a big fat Joe Mark also lately. But so you said, J. Chris, it's not a thirst trap if you're not thirsty. And your response is what?
Your level of thirst is not what creates the thirst trap. It's not.
But what creates the thirst trap? If your level of thirst. The picture itself. So she unknowingly, posted a thirst trap picture. Is what you're saying? She could have done that.
No. I mean, okay. If you want to say unknowingly, you can say, okay, I posted this up. And come on now, what woman has ever posted a picture of themselves without looking at it first? What person really? But what woman?
Okay.
Good point.
Okay, I'm not knocking that point. I agree that all women look at their pictures before they post them. Okay, granted, I am still failing to understand. What's the big deal about the?
It's not a big deal. What I'm saying, Wally and I are saying it was a thirst trap.
Like it's a big deal.
There's nothing wrong with being a thirst trap. Another one, we're saying she is a thirst trap. We're not saying anything is wrong with her being a thirst trap.
Gotcha.
I'm saying that picture was a thirst trap.
Yeah, that picture is definitely a thirst trap, though.
110%. Moving on, yo. Monday Night Raw is the night. Oh, best and worst of the week. Deontay Wilder. I thought the fight was already official, J. Chris. Why does it feel like it ain't been official yet? Because Tyson Fury had to win on Saturday first. So,
yeah,
now
I guess this type of thing where, you know, if Tyson Fury loses, then what point would that Tyson Fury fight make. So I guess now technically it's official, I guess. I don't know if papers still need to be signed or what, but yeah, now technically it's official.
Hey, have y'all seen the little video? I mean, you saw the fight, but you saw the video of people comparing him to Ali in the corner, the Robodope thing? Have you seen that on social
media? No, please share that with me. Please, I just...
Deontay Wilder?
Yeah,
no,
I don't see him.
Tyson Fury and Muhammad Ali, they're doing the same. And he was in the corner dodging the punches, looking like a goofy duck. And then they compare that to Ali doing his Robodope in the corner. And, like, it was like, it's bad skills. I'm gonna show you.
But this I've never said anything good about Tyson Fury on this show. Never. Right? Well documented. I'm getting ready to say something good about Tyson Fury and what makes him the type of fighter that he is. And what makes him a champion. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Tyson Fury has a unique skill set for his height.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me go to a negative to go back to a positive. Tyson Fury does not really have knockout power. Okay.
Nah.
Especially for a man his size, he does not have knockout power, but he has knockouts, right? Tyson Fury is a heavy-handed fighter that will hit you with a lot of punches that will take its toll, and then his unique skill set for a tall fighter is the fact that he can fight well. Both inside and outside. Okay, he can fight you well from a distance. He can fight you well if you come inside, which probably him being, 6'9", or whatever the case is, he probably had to learn how to fight inside. Because, I mean, ain't too many people going to have that same reach, right? So his skill set, you know, that's why he's a champion. That's why he has won championships in professional fighting.
6'9".
I still don't think he's all that great, probably because he doesn't have the knockout power, and that's what you look for in the heavyweight. But he has that unique skill set of being able to fight inside and fight outside and be able to control the fight both ways. So
okay, I get
that.
I agree with that, especially how you worded it. So, God darn, he knows boxing, right? I get you there. But Ali?
No, I haven't seen this Ali thing. That's blasphemous.
All right, you're about to see it. It's just one particular segment. I mean, part in his fight where he was dodging punches, and if somebody was like, "Who did it better, him or Ali?" and I was like, "Oh my God, this is ridiculous. We're just doing too much now. Like, we don't weigh too much."
Oh God!
Like, yep. one looks smooth doing it. The other one is like a gullible gump doing it. So it's two totally different styles.
Shout out to King Von Jr. Seth Rollins paid a great tribute to the Mad Titan Thanos. Rollins did not disappoint as he won and reclaimed the Intercontinental title with the Infinity Stomp. I love wrestling fans. I really do love wrestling fans. I love fans. I love movies. Tyson Fury and a movie as Ali, or even looking compared on a tape to Ali, they should be smacked in the mouth. Just tell them to bend over right
now.
Should, drop
those two names should not go together. You should never
ever,
do that. Like, that's,
ever.
That's insulting. That's insulting.
So
insulting.
That's like Tupac spitting in your face. Insulting. With the
that's
anger
insulting.
That Tupac had me spitting that camera that day. Right?
Yeah,
to ever compare Tyson Fury any way to Muhammad Ali. That's
I
the stuff
to
I look
him
at,
out,
and I don't even share it. I'm mad you shared it to me.
Yeah.
I'm mad you shared it to me. Best and worst of the weekend, fellas. But before we go there and get up out of here, man, a lot of things I said. NFL is back. J. Chris, any word, inside word, what's going on with Nick Foles and Will? I'm still saying that the future, Pennsylvania does not play until week one. Has that changed in any way over the last 48 hours?
Well, I don't think it's changed too much. Carson Wentz is cleared to start 11-on-11 practices or 11-on-11 drills and stuff like that. I don't think that we'll see him before the preseason. I'm sorry, before the regular season. Nick Foles is also cleared to participate in 11-on-11. So, you know, we may or may not see him in the preseason.
Right.
Yeah, it was a strain. It was a strain. So he can probably, you know, come back. And as a precaution, I probably wouldn't play him, you know. And if I played him in this next game, it will probably only be for maybe half the first quarter. If that, I know this is the game that
so two three drive
game
top.
That is usually like three quarters
right.
for the starters, but with this unique situation with the quarterbacks where both of them are a little bit injured, if you feel like Carson Wentz is going to be your starter in week one, I don't think there's any reason to put Foles
rush
out
back.
There.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely no reason to rush Wentz back, but there's no reason to put Foles out there for three quarters of play coming off another injury. Okay, because remember, he missed the first preseason game. Coming off another injury and, you know, risking your backup quarterback for, you know, whatever could happen. So maybe a play or two, maybe a drive at the most. At the most a half a quarter maybe. But, you know, I wouldn't have either one of them out there this week. I would sit them both down, and especially if Wentz is going to be your starter. And they know now. You know, they're not going to put it out there, but they know now whether or not Wentz is going to start week one. Okay? They're just not going to put that out there. So if they know Wentz is going to start week one, I'm not putting Foles in harm's way, but so much, because, you know, there's always a possibility that Foles ends up having to be your quarterback at some point during the season.
Any other, noticeable things? Like, you're watching this team is not playing very well, starters or second unit or third unit, also very well through the preseason. I felt that New England kept their starters out there extra long on purpose just to prove a point, but it's okay. Just like in a traditional Philly way, did you see the plane that flew by with the final score of the Super Bowl in the stadium that somebody paid for? Yes, that's what we do because Philly don't care.
And,
okay.
And the billboard.
And the billboard.
Philly showing out. So I hope we don't have to rematch the Patriots in the Super Bowl because they're going to have a lot of bulletin board material if we have to
really
rematch
are.
Them in the Super Bowl.
They really are. And I think it will be a rematch Super Bowl. There it is on paper. Rematch of the Super Bowl, round three, the rubber match. They stole one. Some would say we stole one right back in the fairway. You know, Kevin Hart, the security told him, relax. Tell me something I don't know. I get that Noriega, y'all. Noriega and Fat Joe, I'm telling you, you got to get that. But that's what I got right there. Wally, AP's in town for the Washington Redskins. Signed, sealed, delivered. Does this help you or hurt you? He did not look too good all the way last year.
No, I think it helps. I mean, you look at what the Redskins have in their backfield. I said this before on our show last week. That my agent, I mean, there's nobody on the Redskins roster that's better than Adrian Peterson right now. You can't, I mean, Dice is out.
Wow.
Unfortunately, you look at Robert Kelly, who barely averaged 3 yards a carry. P. Ryan the same. Even with him being a draft pick, he didn't average that much. Adrian Peterson, as old as he is now, 33 years old, I believe. It's still better than those dudes. I mean, people can say whatever, like, oh, he's declining, but him declining, his potential, you know, sitting out all the camp, his potential is probably still better than the potential of the running backs the Redskins have, you know, as a feature back, as being shown as a feature back that they have on the roster. Chris Thompson's a third down back, so you don't expect him to, you know, carry the ball first or second down. He'll be there on third down. You got Adrian Peterson with Trent Williams. He hasn't had a tackle in Trent Williams since probably his days in Minnesota. Trent Williams, you got Brandon Sheriff, who's a Pro Bowler. You got Morgan Moses. So you got bodies out there that can help, you know, can help AP get some running lanes. So to me, this is a good situation for Adrian Peterson. If he's up to par, if he's close to it. Not to say he's AP or the guy who got 2,000 yards. He's a guy.
Can this be the AP to get you in the playoffs? Do you think playoffs now with Adrian Peterson?
I've already thought this team was good enough talent-wise to get them some of the draft picks. I think they're going to definitely compete and be a postseason team. But I think he definitely makes it. He makes them more complete compared to what they were without Geist. If they had Geist to be, you know, obviously, I think the team would be more confident. But having Adrian Peterson to replace Geist for a year, yeah, they'll compete. They could be a playoff team.
33 years old. last year, only 529 rushes. They didn't limit a lot of them.
He was barely started. Yeah,
yeah, he was barely started.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
First game, he rushed over 100 yards, though, didn't he?
With Arizona, yeah. Not with New Orleans.
With
Arizona, yeah.
Yeah.
The first game with Arizona, he ran for 100 yards. Mm-hmm.
Guys, the NFL. More importantly, only thing we really care about, the NFC East. I'm telling you. Jay Chris, where will you rank the Eagles running backs right now? Just real quick before we get out of here. I'm just like, I'm looking at Adrian Peterson here. I don't believe in him. But Wally's painting a great picture for those who might believe in him. I don't AP in this division, I see worse numbers than last year. I just do. I just don't. And maybe that's fuel. Hopefully he's listening, right, Wally, for your sake, right? He's listening. And he's like, what that guy just said? Okay, we're going to make a name of him, right? Make a name out of me, Adrian Peterson. Prove me wrong, right? What do you think about Jay Griggs? Where do you rank the running backs in this division? Obviously, putting Zeke 1, and are you already putting Barkley 2?
I'm not putting two just because he's a rookie. And I just don't know. I don't know how that
a rookie
G-man defensive line. I mean, offensive line holds up for him. So at Barkley as a rookie, I can't. You know, I just can't. I can't put him right up there. I mean, here's the thing: the Eagles running back situation is a three-headed monster. So you know, if you just give me one of those guys, I'm probably expecting Barkley to be better than just one of those guys. As a three-man attack, you know, I think the Eagles have the best running attack in the division. So, but if you just say Clement, or if you just say Ajay, or if you just say Sproles, I can't really put them up. I would take Adrian Peterson.
See, I'm only thinking that of Ajay as the starting running back. I know, you know, you're right. It's a three-headed monster. It's not a one-man backfield. But
right, and Ajay is strong. He's not mm-hmm. blunt, but he's strong. And he runs well, but he's not going to outrun anybody. Right? And as long as he stays healthy, he's a good running back in this league. He's solid. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you take Ajay, it's hard for me to not say Adrian Peterson is better than him.
Okay.
Because it's Adrian Peterson. I know what happened last year.
Do Washington now have the second best running back in the division?
Yes.
By any chance, have you guys ever kept the records over the years between us when we do bet that, yo, at all?
No.
That's a shame. You should start keeping those so I can have some proof other than what I have. Right? Because I need you to see this. I want to win some. I'm not eating fried food no more. A lot of water. A lot of cases of water, right? It's like $3, right? We're going to start buying each other some water here, guys. Right? If Skip and them can bet Mountain Dew, right? Can we bet some water? We all drink water all day. We should. Wally works out all the time. I'm trying to get like him. Jay Chris is the coach. He's in the sun all day. We all need water. I'm going to kill y'all this year. Adrian Peterson ain't got it. Ain't got it. The Washington Redskins.
I know you owe me some wings.
Trouble.
I know you owe me trouble. A lot of wings, so I know I'll be back.
I don't owe you a lot of wings. I think I owe you like two. Matter of fact, one. I think I won one back, actually.
Wally
owes me some wings.
I owe Watt, but I don't owe you nothing, Mike. You probably owe me double. I owe Watt, though. I
do know
I owe Watt.
I know probably I won. I owe you one. Okay, I got one.
No,
back.
You two. Two are actually two.
Not two.
I was just being nice. It is, though. I'm not lying to you. Actually, it's
yeah, you guys had a double or nothing.
Yeah, I know. I believe.
I'm not saying double or nothing. Because double or nothing would mean I would owe nothing. I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No,
y'all had a double or nothing bet.
Double or nothing. I know. And you didn't win that one, Mike. And you didn't win the double or nothing.
Shut up.
Just saying. Sorry, man. Sorry. So if you want to keep records, I'm just saying.
Okay. That's the worst we can. You get that. Come on, get back. That's the worst of the weekend, Jay Chris.
Best of the weekend will probably have to be the play of the Little Leaguers. Again, I think I say this every year, the play of the Little Leaguers, man. Some of these kids are just amazing. The skill set that they have at such a young age, man, I'm blown away every single year by the knowledge and everything that they possess when it comes to the game. The worst of the weekend would probably have to be, and I'm not really even sure, but I'm gonna just say rest in peace, Aretha Franklin, rest in peace, Kofi or not.
Absolutely. Worst and best of the weekend, Wally.
I'll say the best of the weekend. I'm not even a Duke fan, but Zion's clips are amazing. Like, amazing.
Cut his mic.
Like,
cut
his jumping.
Mic right now.
Like, his jumping.
You are on a 10-second sandwich wiki on the best and worst of the weekend. Not today, man. God, I'll give it back to him. That's his best and worst. That was the rule. I would not sandwich with you. Oh, God. He did not just say that man's name to me at all.
I'm saying this dude can almost touch the top of the backboard. It's crazy. Worst of the weekend would have to be, like, my sad order. But just keep losing and losing some more. Like, it's just sad. It's pathetic, actually, man. It's really pathetic. I feel like there's 50 games out. There's 50 games under five. Like, I feel like they're like a minor league, but a single A minor league baseball team. Not even double A. They're like single A right now. It's like not even funny. It's really not.
Yo, I've seen them. Yo, you know, I still pay close attention to the area. And I was like, dang. Why didn't you give it to Adam Jones? How y'all let Adam Jones still play for that team?
No, he wanted to stay. The Phillies wanted. He decided. He declined to trade to the Phillies. He wanted to stay in Baltimore. I don't know what's wrong. He said left. I love AJ. We need to leave, man. Don't do this to himself. Should be himself.
Hey, some people don't want to be breakfast. Some people don't.
Community base is great. Yeah, I know. Obviously.
For me, best of the weekend, hands down, was SummerSlam, yo. The reaction I got from Roman Reigns winning that title from Brock Lesnar was, I actually felt like he deserved that. And people can hate Roman. They cannot like Roman. But I read this, so it's not mine. I wish I could take it, but it's not mine. And I read this, and I agree with it 100%. Why I take it as it is mine. And as if Roman Reigns had been any of your guys' favorite wrestlers, and repeating for 3 years and not ever winning, you would say he was buried. You would say he was buried. And for 3 years, this man, yeah, he's won that title with that title, and he's still this my dog, and I beat The Undertaker, and y'all still hated that man. Y'all still won't give that man his props, despite the man you guys respect the most saying he wanted Roman to beat him, and how it hurt him coming out of retirement to do that to Roman, to the kid, if these words are said, to the kid, talking about Roman Reigns. When he won that, what did he say? Him downstairs. When him won that title, I was happy for Roman Reigns. I really was. And I liked it. I liked the feeling he got from it. And the night was good for Daniel Bryan and versus The Miz and that rivalry. Oh, my God. That rivalry reminds me of some old good, like, Macho Man versus Ricky Steamboat. That's a really good rivalry right there, guys. I said that. Tweet that. That rivalry is like, I want to get it out there. That's why I said tweet that in the middle of my thing, right? Daniel Bryan and The Miz is like watching the Macho Man and Ricky Steamboat. It really is that good to me, okay? And that how, and most importantly, guys, listen, my worst of the weekend had to be also Aretha Franklin passing away. It is sad, and wow, just I've seen that video again from her singing to President Barack Obama. Okay, and it was just and the way it touched me all over again, and seeing her as a wrestling fan sing America the Beautiful, and just her, you know, honestly, I don't think none of us could say, maybe you could, I'm not going to say, I can't say, I can show respect without her song sometimes. Sometimes, R-E-S-E-T, yeah, it is. It's always going to be there. So rest in peace to Aretha Franklin, y'all. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. And don't love God. That's crazy, y'all. We out of here. Peace.
Time. Very talented.
practice.